The 34th Hillside Festival takes place the weekend of July the 14th to 16th at beautiful Guelph Lake Conservation Area. And as usual, there are more than 60 different acts in this year's lineup. And as always, Hillside brings together a list of performers that promises something for every taste. To learn more about this year's festival, we caught up with Artistic Director Sam Bajal. How are you doing today, Sam?
I'm just fine, thank you. How are you?
Great to be able to talk to you today. I always get excited when we get this close to Hillside. It's now not much more than a month away. Mm-hmm. You've been hard at work for the last year working out who you're going to bring in. I wanted to give you a chance to start off by talking about the ethos behind, you know, programming at Hillside, because one of the things that I think Hillside does very well and is fairly unique for is the way that you try and blend these artists together to bring, you know, music that people may not necessarily be familiar with. But usually what happens is by the time they leave the island, they're excited to see these people again.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's been our story for a long, long, long time. It's not stale in the sense because it's always fresh, you know, like you always have a new mix of artists. I mean, you know, there's always a few that have been at the festival before, but not that many. And I think there's only like, you know, two or three artists maybe that have been at the festival before. But we also try to bring people that, you know, aren't necessarily like, you know, as familiar to people around here. And I mean, that seems to end up happening kind of by default. You know, the cross-section of artists, is a lot of it just has to do with, you know, picking different genres and having like a diverse selection of what type of music you're going to be presenting, may it be folk or may it be world music of some sort or whatever. Yeah, I think it kind of goes without saying, and I mean, you know, this is nothing against, like, you know, artists that play around a lot. It's just that I think that, you know, that's part of what we do is, you know, you bring things that people aren't necessarily able to see that easily or have been able to see that easily in the past.
Can you take us back to the actual process you go through when you're, you know, thinking about the artists that are going to come in? I imagine it's a case of really getting out and seeing as many people play as possible, isn't it?
Well, seeing is one thing, but I mean, like, you can't see everything. I mean, you know, the one thing that happens over time is that when you become part of a network of people that, you know, do what we do, you know, there's lots of recommendations based upon what, you know, other folks have programmed or seen. I mean, it really has like such a varying degree of how we come across these artists. And, you know, it doesn't just all come out of my head. You know, I mean, I think one of my main jobs is to listen to not just music, but listen to what other people who have some similar experience have had, you know, in terms of like having certain artists perform at their events or, yeah, I mean, it really does come from almost all corners of the earth, if you want to call it that. I mean, there's always a few people that I kind of have in mind going into the process, just like, That'll be happening even before, like, you know, the festival itself has happened for, like, I mean, there's a few people that I'm thinking about for next year already, you know, so it just kind of goes from there. And then, you know, things come up where, like, wow, you know, such and such artist, which is somebody that you're familiar with, but it turns out that there's a possibility they might be able to make it through this way, and they're right in your wheelhouse and the kind of stuff you program.
That sounds exciting. I got to admit that, you know, there is obviously an art to trying to bring these people together. And, you know, we mentioned at the start of this interview, it's, I think, what, 64 people or possibly more than that this
time?
Yeah,
no, It's a little less than that. It's kind of, I think it's more like around 60.
Okay.
You know, but yeah, you can add it up in different ways in terms of how the whole thing is listed. But yeah, it's around that. It's around 60 is a safe number.
So tell us a little bit about the people that are coming this year. I was excited to see you've got Billy Bragg coming across this time.
Yeah, well, that's been a long time coming, you know. Like, it seems that this, you know, this part of it is like, you know, the longer I do this, certain things finally start to happen, you know. You wait long enough and certain things will happen. So Billy Bragg has been somebody we've been wanting for a long time. And, you know, as it turned out this year, he was going to be coming through doing a few select dates, and mean very few, with Joe Henry. And, you know, which is a very, very highly acclaimed record, you know, the Shine Light album. And that project is the main show. That said, the main show, they also do solo stuff, you know, and Billy will be doing solo stuff too, as well as they'll be doing stuff together. That's their main set. But then there's also going to be a workshop that Billy's going to be part of, a fairly intimate one, earlier in the day.
So, and that Shine a Light album, I mean, is fairly remarkable because they were actually, it's an album of tunes based around the railroad. I think that would be, I mean, they're not all classically railroad tunes, but I think they're very much associated with the idea of being on the rails. And as I understand it, I think they recorded in waiting rooms as they went across the country, didn't they?
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting story how they did it. Yeah, I mean, and the record, of course, has been incredibly well received. Yeah, I think it's going to be a fabulous show. So that's something that we're really looking forward to. And like I said, Billy's also going to be in the session earlier in the day. There's a group called Mangwana Star from the Congo that I'm really excited about, that I think a lot of people will enjoy. There's a group on Sunday also that, you know, just turned out by chance they were going to be able to come this way because they were going to be in Detroit around our dates, and that's this group called Las Cafeteras from Los Angeles, who are really, you know, just completely like somebody that fits our programming and, you know, our ethics and everything, and they're very political. So that's another one that's happening this year. I mean, you know, like there's folks like Leonard Sumner, who's like just an incredible performer. It's interesting, you know, that's the thing about festivals, eh? You can say that about the kind of festivals that we run, you know, Mariposa and Hillside and, you know, this, you know, those kinds of events where, like, you know, there's Owen Sound. I mean, artists will arrive there and they'll become like, you know, this huge hit. It's the big talk of the weekend. And that's something that's truly characteristics of what, you know, is the folk festival model, which is what we do. I mean, we have more than folk music, but it's a folk festival model. And that's something that's a really common and exciting characteristics of our types of events where, like, you know, they'll be the buzz artists of the weekend. And because, you know, there'll be people that don't know them and they'll see them. And it happens at Hillside every year. So, yeah, that's you know, kind of what we're talking about.
Well, I'm going to throw some names out of people that I'm so pleased that will be at Hillside this year. Irish Mython, I'm going to start off with, because I know she has been looking forward to playing Hillside for a few years, and she's on the program. A fabulous performer originally from Ireland, and she's actually basically, I think she's lived in Australia, she's lived in Scandinavia, now makes a home on Prince Edward Island. She is a phenomenal live performer, and I know Hillside is just going to love her.
It's just been a matter of timing of when we can make it happen, you know, and this was the year. You're 100% right. I mean, like, she's one of those performers that will end up being, you know, for the folks who've never seen her, you know, I'm sure it'll be a highlight, that performance, yeah.
What about the Jerrycans as well? Because they're a band that come from Iqaluit, I think, don't they? And they have really been creating a great buzz for the quality of their music.
Now, there's another example of, like, an artist, the same story. It's kind of been kind of in the wings for the last year or so, right? So last couple of years, I mean, so it was just a matter of time when it was going to work out. So this was the year it worked out, and, you know, we got him booked really early on. I know it's going to be a fantastic show.
And William Prince, another artist that's done tremendously well in the last few years. The Earthly Days album has been very well received.
Yeah, didn't he win a Juno?
Yeah, he won the Juno for that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there was a few artists that we booked, like, kind of at the same time, and he was one of them. I think I saw him showcase somewhere, too, and it was like, yeah, let's just do this, you know?
And DJ Shub, originally from A Tribe Called Red, did he play Hillside Inside as well this past year?
He did play Hillside Inside, yeah. I mean, you know, we seem to have a little bit of a cycle going these days where we'll have some people that will appear at the Inside event, and then they'll come and do their big show in the summer. Yeah, that's going to be great. I mean, he's going to be in a workshop. He's also going to be doing his own set.
And a wonderful blend of indigenous music with electronica. Is that the best way to describe it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
There's some people coming back that I know have been to Hillside before. I mean, we've got Canadian rock stalwarts, the lowest of the low. They're back. Do you have any idea of what show they'll be playing?
Oh, I think they'll be doing, like, kind of the greatest hit show. And, I mean, I think they have some new material. They're closing Friday night on our main stage. And, that's my understanding, yeah.
And Sarah Harmer, she's coming back to Hillside this time.
Yeah, you know, it's funny how it's been a while, eh? I mean, you know, there's some artists that, you know, they kind of span a lot of our history, you know, or the last 20 years of our history, and have kind of evolved as artists over those years. And, you know, it's like she's someone that, you know, I say has got a home at our festival. And, you know, it's been, I don't know, what, 7 years or something, 6 or 7 years since she's been here. And, you know, a lot of people are really excited because, you know, she's a favorite here. And you know, like, you know, generations, you know, people, there's older folks, there's younger folks. It'll be really, you know, we're really happy that she's coming back. So I am looking forward to it.
Well, of course, with her strong interest in environmentalism and obviously Hillside's green credentials, there's a really good synergy there to have her
Yeah, this year in particular, you know, like I think that, you know, there's a theme going through. There's a theme this year that's maybe a little more obvious than previous that's happening, which is to do with activism. You know, if you think of some of the people that are performing at the festival this year, I think it's like, you know, with Billy Bragg there and Sarah, and there's a few, you know, there's a certain slant that's going to come through, I think, once you see the final program.
And Xavier Rudd, I think, is another artist who is certainly what you would be, regard as being very connected to the earth through his music. And he was very popular when he played Hillside before, wasn't he?
Yeah, so he, you know, I was looking back. So the last time he played the Summer Festival was like in 2005, I think. When he first played it, you know, he was just getting started. So, like, the guy has been around the world and back, you know? Yeah, it's funny how, you know, you bring someone who hasn't been here for a while but used to be, you know, a long time ago, and there's people that come out of the woodwork and they're so happy that that this artist has come back after so many years.
Well, there's actually almost too many artists to talk about. One of the neat things, though, is Hillside does have a wonderful website at hillsidefestival.ca. So you can head to the website and follow the links to learn more about the artist. You can explore their website, check out videos. But Hillside is about more than just the music, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. I mean, this is the thing, right? You know, when you ask people out there, you know, what is it that brings them to Hillside? I mean, yeah, sure, a lot of them talk about the music, and that's a given. But I mean, it's so much more than that. It's an experience. I mean, it's where it is, how it's presented, how it's delivered to you, how people feel when they're there, what they do besides just sitting and watching artists, not to take away anything from that. It's a real social thing. I mean, it's not just, you know, here's some bands on some stages. It's like literally a very, very personal experience for people that they value and look forward to, friends coming together, showing new people the festival, you know, all that kind of stuff. But to me, after all these years, I mean, it's very clear to me that it's about the entire experience.
Well, certainly Hillside is all about community, great music, great food. I have to say, I think Hillside probably has the best food of all of the festivals I go each year. It's almost like it's curated to make sure that you have the blend and you can, you know, perhaps have Indian food one time and then you can explore some other flavors the next time. That's certainly a wonderful thing. And obviously also artisans, some fabulous artisans at Hillside each year. I wanted to thank you, Sam, for spending the time to talk to us today. Again, if you want to learn more about the Hillside Festival, head to hillsidefestival.ca. We have just one more thing to do, Sam, and that's pick the next music to play. What do you think we should play?
Well, how about something off the Billy Bragg, Joe Henry, Shine a Light Out?
That would be a perfect thing to do. This is Billy Bragg and Joe Henry from the Shine a Light album, and this is Gentle on My Mind. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk that makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. It's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line that keeps you on the back roads by the rivers of my memory and keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that binds me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're waiting on the back roads by the rivers of my memory. For hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, well, I still might run in silence. Tears of joy might stain my face, and the summer sun might burn me till I'm blind, but not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. Well, I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, bubbling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening, a coal pile, and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands, round a tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on